President Bush is in Krakow, Poland tonight. It's the first stop of his 6-day trip to Europe and the Middle East. The president will also visit Russia and attend the annual G8 summit in Avignon, France. And then he travels to Egypt for a meeting with Arab leaders and to Jordan to hold talks with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Before returning home next week, the president will visit American troops at U.S. Central Command headquarters in Doha, Qatar. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and joins us now. Don, it's a short stop in Poland. What's on the president's agenda there?
Well, he starts out this trip in a country where he is guaranteed to get a friendly greeting. Poland is one of those new democracies, once under the sphere of the Soviet Union that the president likes to talk about. The Poles were very supportive of the war in Iraq, and frankly, that's why the president is here. It's a thank you. He's got 15 hours on the ground. He'll visit the Auschwitz and Birkenau concentration camps. More than a million Jews died there in World War II, along with thousands of Polish political prisoners. And in a speech afterward, in what will really be the major speech the president will deliver in Europe, the president will talk about Iraq, and he'll point to what happened in these concentration camps as an example of, the White House says, what can happen when evil goes unchecked.
Then, next leg of the trip, Russia. What's supposed to happen there?
The president was invited a year ago by Russian President Putin to come to St. Petersburg for this year's White Nights Festival. This city is so close to the Arctic Circle that the sun only barely goes down for a few hours this time of year. It is also St. Petersburg's 300th anniversary, a very significant event in Russia. It is also President Putin's hometown. And along with Mr. Bush, there will be leaders from around the world in St. Petersburg. Now, Presidents Bush and Putin will also find some time to talk. They'll have a private meeting, and it's believed they will discuss Iraq. Putin, of course, opposed the war, and Iran, and the ties Russia has to Iran. So those kinds of things will be the main topics of discussion.
Then comes the G8 at Avignon in France. He gave some interviews, the president gave some interviews to French newspapers, and he said, "Vive la France." Is he going to make up with Jacques Chirac at the G8 summit?
Well, each leader is expected to make nice at this summit. They will have about a half an hour together, what's called a courtesy call. But deep divisions do still remain. So I guess all of us will be watching their body language, really, to see if that body language actually matches the words they use when they talk about how much the two countries really have in common and how they want to look to the future rather than to the differences of the past.
And then President Bush will cut short his stay at the summit to go to the Middle East. Does he actually expect to achieve anything when he meets with the Arab leaders and then with the Israeli and Palestinian leaders?
Well, this is certainly where the real news of the trip will be made. But the White House is really going about the business of tamping down any expectations for this trip. They say it's important that the president be there to show how much he means his pledge to be actively involved in the peace process. But they said don't expect any 50-yard touchdown passes at this event.
Okay, Don. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne, who is traveling with the president's party, he spoke to us from Krakow in Poland.